We're talking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. It was like a reunion or an exposed. It was more like an AA meeting. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm only tank, yeah, up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm only tank, yeah, up in that squad.
This video turned, though.
Nadia Rose from over the pond.
Fucking
with the squad. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the AfterBuzz TV After Show, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Linda, listen, we could have stayed home. We could have came next week and recap everything. Okay, hold up. You know, we live. Can you turn these up? Because I can't.
Uh-uh.
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Turn the music down, but I need to hear me because I can't.
I gotta hear me too.
You know what I'm saying? When I like listen to my voice, when I'm ahead like that.
They don't need 2 weeks to do this show. Two full weeks?
Well, we're gonna talk about the 2020 special, but let me introduce you to my panel here. Miss Courtney Stewart. Is Courtney? I don't think Courtney's turned on. That's what it is.
Hello. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Stephon, I am Warfire Wallace.
Y'all already know.
Unfortunately, Nicolette Sensei don't play. Gauna could not be in studio with us, but that's fine. If you remember, what was it, last season?
Yeah, we had
you
last in. Season.
Sir Lamont Odom, check out his YouTube channel.
What up?
Yeah. Tell everyone about your YouTube channel.
My YouTube channel is my name, Lamont Odom. I do movie reviews, skits, challenges, tags.
Hey. He working with movie tickets, y'all.
I'm working with movietickets.com. I have a new series out, so it comes out this Wednesday, so check it out.
And people nice. Can win check stuff, right?
Yeah, you can win stuff. You can
we
spend a day with me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I want some prizes.
Right. Hey, my out. Shout out.
Wow.
Well, honey, someone gonna need a surprise.
Flint.
Shit, because I needed something with this freaking. This was a surprise.
I needed some medicine. We should have had drinks. Or
yeah.
But here's what it is, guys. I'm not gonna rag on it too much because I really sat and thought about. It. I was like, where are we? Like, okay. Clearly, the budget has depleted because they're doing two new seasons.
Huh.
So it was like. No reunion this year. Mona was like, all right, guys.
We can't fly everybody out
we
there.
We can use my house. just the foyer. I don't want everyone up in all the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment call. We'll do my house.
Mm-hmm.
2 day shoot.
Mm-hmm.
2 day shoot because I noticed Miss Nina was switching up her outfits a little bit.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan. Thought it was awkward. I feel like they tried to make it like exposed and unfiltered. It seemed like the most filtered show.
Yeah. It was just all over the place. It was just.
And I don't like the narrative. Like I don't like that they have a narrator narrating what I'm supposed to like. No, like
just,
that's the point of the reunion.
Yeah.
They're just supposed to be able to talk to each other and shit happens. Like I don't need you to. Well, then there was a fight and we decided that we're not going
to
make them fight.
Michelle didn't want to be here. Then she came back.
No.
She's sitting there like, "Where's the fight?"
I'm going to show you multiple clips throughout the past 3 days of what people have said about a certain topic. Like, and fuck is this? Is not a YouTube. Compilation
Thank
the video
you.
The fuck the fans
no.
create
plus
that
I think
shit.
they ostracize the audience. They usually have that audience there
and that's
people get to come see stuff
fight with them
fight
with
shit
them
happen.
Yell out shit from
yes
hey bitch we don't like you oh
exactly.
really random woman
and that's
that
the best
ridiculous.
Way to see like a sequence of what actually arguments happen and what's not it's not as edited it still gets edited at the end but at least you get to see a better sequence of how shit goes down in this case anything could have been said for something and something else and they put it wherever the hell they wanted to
and then these random producers that we've never seen before like I was there
it
was
crazy
they got him off the street
it was crazy
Gavin or whatever his name
no,
was
he probably
like,
works for
I
it
went
but
to
like,
the club and then suddenly she was there like we don't care
she was getting so choppy
that it's overproduced it's ridiculous.
And, but they will swear up and down. They'll be like, this was not overproduced. We totally... Like, the fact
we
that you're infiltrating... what did they call it? Creative. Since Jocelyn wouldn't sit with Mimi, we had to change creative control.
Mm.
Is that what we're out here calling it? Yeah.
Creative
control.
Yeah,
that's
control.
What it is.
Now, I know damn well, Jonathan, you know I'm not capable
to
read.
I was like, I don't even know
is
if that is
the
chat room, because I can't even see...
No.
Okay, because I was like, no, fuck you. They're going ham in the chat room.
Default.
The fuck?
What's happening?
So, all right, but Mona, your house is real cute, nice estate. Into
she took
it.
All her furniture out. She was like, nope, y'all ain't breaking shit.
And I ain't even mad at Deb Walker or D. Smith, because if I found out that the reunion was at a fucking family barbecue at Mona's house, I would have been like, I'm a pass too.
Like, I'm a pass.
Yeah, but Mona could have done something like lights and a really cool tent in the backyard.
A tent?
Like not like a Skid Row tent.
I was like, well, you know, we just came on this.
I'm talking like one of those big, those huge tents that you have like the wedding.
What are we gonna
that
do?
That doesn't make it less.
And just bring them in. They could just get the
reunion.
That doesn't
like make the real it reunion tragic. Without the audience. Just have them all sit down.
I like the audience. My thing is do the real reunion with real questions, like, and have them sit down. Like, Jocelyn, we clearly see throughout the whole season that you've been running around lying and telling rumors.
Why? Can we just get one?
And bitch, yes, I'm a damn gossiper, a blogger, whatever the fuck you want to call me.
I'm getting a check.
Do we need to create a list for what you are? What degrees you have, Chanelica, or whatever her fucking name is?
But I do like Jocelyn.
What they say?
Jocelyn pregnant by Ed Hartwell.
Is that true?
Is that like a joke?
I mean,
because I ain't see the rest of that. But anyway, sorry.
New cast now. Honestly, like all that money, hip hop honors. Oh, Mona produced that. Okay, that is probably what happened. Because I'm just confused. Like where? Like they was crammed in that foyer.
Yeah.
Like you ain't got a living room. Like you don't have.
You can't go in the living room.
I'm just like it looked like the first season of OC Housewives reunion.
Yes, it did.
Huh?
Yes, it did. It really
it looked like first season of American Idol, if you
like
remember that with the cardboard.
2005, 2006.
With the two hosts, with the other hosts.
The two gay hosts. Like Ryan doesn't even really, I don't know if he gay.
With the other dude that we don't know.
His name that we have forgotten.
Exposed and Unfiltered. Honey Smile, this looks like it might be good. Exposed and Unfiltered. This is not some housewife shit. Hell, this made Cynthia Berry's story right on Roja actually interesting.
Honey Smile, you playing.
That is the truth, though. For real. This literally watered down the whole show because it was just on some like...
Oh, yeah, it was dry. It was like...
Well, Jocelyn had really dope shoes.
No, clothing-wise, I think
and
it was actually probably...
And her outfit was kind of interesting, well, except, you know...
I like Jocelyn,
she
though.
Having some fly stuff.
She was looking fly. I mean, she looked like she was suffocating on her own boobs, but hey, they was up there, girl.
Well, we know who wasn't suffocating with their own boobs was damn Carly Red with her boobs.
She was trying to do a new trick.
What, you push your titties down to your stomach?
I can get my titties to my vagina. I'm going to make it happen. Because her shit was going all
and
the way south.
And whose nipple was out? Mama D?
Mama D. Her nipple so and her nipple pad show? Cover was like sticking out the dress. It was real not cute.
Yeah, but Mama D is just out of pocket. Anyway, that wig. Video. From the wig to... I ain't even going to the video.
She was going to Hollywood. Oh, wait, let's
hold on. And then Tommy out here looking like she's trying to be the girl with the dragon tattoo. Like, what?
She's like, Tommy, are you awake?
Yeah, she's awake. She just drunk. She probably had like 5 or 6 shots.
She got Winona Ryder's hair from fucking Beetlejuice. Yeah. Like, bitch, where'd you borrow that wig from?
Did you go back to Beetlejuice?
Oh.
Tommy, poor thing.
Tommy said nobody she was not allowed to come to the reunion, and Miss Nina Parker was like,
actually, girl, let's tell the truth.
You had a
the
warrant.
The truth is, you called a case.
Says,
and it will be illegal for us to find your ass out of the state of Georgia. And we're not trying to catch a case, trying
public.
To make a show. No, the best part was when she was like, do you really have 35 mug shots? And she was like, well, no.
That's a bit light.
That's a little bit light.
I'd be putting that work in the jailhouse.
But that's behind me, though.
Like bitch, yesterday. How old are you?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. She can't be that old.
Yeah, but you know, publicly intoxicated, she's probably getting in fights all the time.
That's true.
Alcoholism is a sickness, you guys. And if your friend is
you
going through something, please call some number to get some kind of help. Because I know somebody that's going through it, and it's crazy.
Francisco.
What? Mimi's titties look like 2 pieces of Hawaiian bread stuck together.
Yeah, I was stupid.
Oh my God, Tommy dead ass looked like the crow from The Wiz, actually.
You can't win.
Y'all stupid.
Everyone said that Jocelyn went to rehab. KK said basically for coke and lean. I could actually see both
that.
Those mixed together.
Sure.
From that one video that
And you know she's high. Her emotions are so wild. Unless she, I guess, well, she's pregnant too.
I mean,
so.
Yeah, you know them, those emotions. We got a quick glimpse of, was that? It wasn't Promise B, maybe, was it?
Uh-uh.
That doesn't look like her.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. I just wrote it down for some reason. I wanted to bring the bitch.
Because you found out she was in everybody DMs.
You go down.
She was like, I'm going to get on somehow.
Don't
one of these dudes.
Get on this show.
Tommy feels Jocelyn is super messy.
Tommy is 34.
Dang, Tommy.
Really?
You done lived a rough life, girl.
Ron, who blocked you on Instagram?
I'm
who
a
are
wife
you out her. Here harassing?
Oh. I'm a wife Ron, her.
Right.
Really?
I can't. He's doing it.
We get the kings, they basically said that their family doesn't really understand why they aren't respected.
Lies.
They aren't out here trying to kill nobody. They just want respect.
No, they said they were don't understand why they were feared.
KK showed up at Jocelyn's.
It might be the buried daddy somewhere today.
Or that you showing up at parties in burka.
Staring at
ready
bitches.
To talking about, it might have been Jocelyn
me.
Out.
It might have been me.
And we don't know what was under that burka.
Yeah, that was crazy. They was going to thug Jocelyn out that night, homie. And blame it on the Middle Easterns, dog, ISIS and whatnot.
That's messed up.
Telling you.
Messed up.
I can't. So KK versus Jocelyn. Basically, KK said, I've never messed with Stevie. Jocelyn's calling her a nasty bitch. She said, Stevie told me him himself. But it's a joke. He would fuck a horse. Like, basically comparing KK to a horse. Telling she need to go get milked.
Oh, my goodness.
Her hair was wild.
Yes, she went. She had the big ponytail, and then in the other one, she had the like 1996 braid bun. Yeah.
She said, "You a thief, stealing a purse at 60 years old. Get a job, ho." I mean, that's fucking hilarious. Like that.
That
was
a great line. That was a great cut.
I can't look at KK's mouth.
If I was KK, I wouldn't even take that
shit. Because she did a lower tooth.
Yeah. Right. Not when people do that.
She has the underbite.
That's like, Invisalign, right? Yeah. We just pop that in.
Should
have found out. I don't know. Yeah. Just pop it in.
Hey, like homegirl from, what's
she
it called?
She's stealing purses. You think she could afford Invisalign? Invisalign is low key. Like,
she got cash. Grand.
Steal that other purse.
They barely show Rashida and Kurt.
Because Rashida and Kurt should be on the show. They literally should not be on the show anymore.
No storyline whatsoever.
Their storyline was their daughter trying to sing or whatever.
And at least here's a play. Well, they can't even let her perform because where's she going to be in the house?
Yeah. No.
In the backyard? On the fucking stoop out front? Like,
but of all of the hairs, Rashida, your roots / blonde were working the best.
Actually, yeah, why are all the girls...
It's the strawberry blonde, and I don't know if that's the style right now, but everybody had strawberry blonde.
Jessica Dime roots. Got him changing their hair.
Well, yeah, Jessica Dime. Girl, I thought she was selling pink wigs. How are you not going to represent for your pink wigs?
Well, because everybody went sort of pink. She was like, somebody I'm going purple.
But she was pink.
I think that's our TV.
Yeah.
That made it
I mean, yeah.
The TV.
You think her hair was pink?
No, I don't think it was pink. I'm saying all these other girls.
Oh, yeah, the blonde.
Oh, you just think they were blonde?
Yeah. They were blonde.
It's like the Shakira thing that bitches be thinking they can pull off. And it's like, only Shakira can do that.
Y'all catch me next week. I'm going to find me.
Only Shakira could did that.
If I can find one, I'm going to find it next week.
Because it was like all these bitches had the same exact fucking hair color.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, so where we got from now? We got K. Michelle. She came, left. Mona had to go convince K. Michelle to talk.
It wasn't
no point for her to even be on there, really.
Yeah.
I would have been irritated, too. You telling me I gotta be at the reunion? We pulling up at someone's house. Like, is this Airbnb? Did we rent an Airbnb?
She was mad they went through her bag. But what you had in
there? What did you have in the bag? The vibrator fell out. She's like, see, y'all embarrassing me now. But the thing with K. Michelle is, she is a diva. She left. She stomped out. Went and sat out in the front. They didn't pull off.
Yeah.
Right.
Bye.
Exactly.
She knew she was leaving.
That's contrived.
Go knock on the car. See outside in the car, pretending like she got to go somewhere. Just like she pretended she had to leave Arian.
Right.
We got to go. Right. The fans going to knock on the door. There ain't no fans outside.
Right. Yeah. K. Michelle really worried about showing up late. That's all she cared about.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So here's the thing, Miss Betty Smith. You can't be up here talking about, I don't need your man to be relevant. Like, here's the thing, like, girl, I don't even care because, like, the thing is, bitch.
You sound just like her. That's crazy.
D. Smith.
Just be the rest of the show. Just do this.
D. Smith was the star out of the two of y'all.
Yeah.
And she even didn't show up. But your ass show up because your only storyline has to do with what? Dick. Because you on here talking to a fiance now at this point, why would you show up to that? And then you're going to battle like,
I wasn't even into him like that. Like, the thing was.
No, girl. Sit your ass down.
She was annoyed.
Well, she don't know what to say because what she would have to say is, I just wanted to be on the show.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. She wasn't into him like that.
No.
I just wanted to be on the show, but she can't say
but
that.
She still
can't
didn't
keep
have a storyline. Yeah. Even she was on the show. She still didn't have like no.
It's like you got your hair, you got your wig snatched, and you probably suck his dick.
But she don't have a storyline in life.
She a beautiful person now? She a beautiful person now?
Yeah,
like,
baby.
Scrap,
you
shit, that was done. No, but that was done. You know, she a beautiful person.
But she asked, like, you know,
she's a nice person. She's every
Bam
time I
was ready to whoop nice, her ass before she even got
because Bam
to
won.
Sit
first
out.
Of all, Bam been in
Bam,
the whole position seat
win.
Before, and Bam knew that
what
that was on. Well, yeah. Bitch, first of all, Betty Idol gonna pop up with the fucking camel toe coochie cutters. Talking about,
I wasn't even into him like that.
I was just showing him my coochie. And then he came
on
to me.
I had a gynecologist appointment early and it's just easier. Jesus.
Bambi said, oh, now he's a talented artist? Talented in what? In them screets.
Hey, she was sticking up for her man, though.
Good for her.
She went in. She about to get married.
She marrying him.
Betty is irrelevant. I agree, Brianna.
My thing is, why Betty talking about, I felt like Bambi shaded me. Girl, please,
you
go somewhere.
She right. Just, right. If a palm tree would follow you, you just are shaded. Right.
It's just in your head, yeah. Just walking around. Just,
nobody cares. She just wants Betty Idol, bitch.
Why are you here?
Right, we're moving over from Betty Idol because I can't. So we get Jessica and Jock, and so can we just talk about this fucking Mama D video? So this video went viral where Mama D, someone had the audacity to allow Mama D to create that song. Where she talking about her lips?
Hey, her
low budget video.
Her lips. Her she got her edges done.
I'm like Mona. Out of everything, a charitable thing
heels,
you have done.
Wedges, flats.
Yeah.
And them wedges in that order.
It's just sad.
Two claps in a dab.
Like she trying to get one of those family reunion tracks that
I'm not mad. Do it, Mama D.
I'm not mad at Mama D.
Get
what
your
I'm mad
checks,
at...
cause Ernest obviously ain't getting no checks. So get true. Checks however you have to.
Ernest yeah. Married up.
But here's the thing, Young Jock, like here's where I'm
Young
mad
Jock
at
ain't getting no checks either, so he need to get all the checks.
No, no, he got in that fucking damn music video looking like the Lucky Charms cousin like.
I'm auto-tuning my voice when I talk. Young Jock, what are you doing?
How are you a rapper auto-tuning your voice? Like
we're done.
He's like, maybe people think I'm T-Pain. They see this video, so I won't get, you know, shaded down.
And then low-key, T-Pain ain't even, like, all that relevant right now.
Not anymore.
What are you doing?
He had a good 2 years, though. You know.
Hey, shout out.
He sang in a fan.
Tallahassee,
like,
Florida in the building.
We were like,
fam, shout out.
No, he be popping out once in a blue moon, but... all right, what else we got? Bambi ain't worried about Jessica. Who are you talking about? Strawberry Thought Cake.
That was a
that
good
was
one.
That was actually
you
good.
Got that was a good sting. Get it, girl.
Bambi cried because she has been saved.
She,
this is what
she wouldn't have said that if Jessica was there, though. Jessica, whoop that ass,
I agree.
Boy.
I agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. Call me Thought Cake one more time, bitch.
I'll rap. I'll give you something to thought about.
Your man was talking about all this.
Okay.
Y'all think Jessica would beat up Bambi?
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
See, I kind of feel I like, no, no, no. Bambi might nut up on her for real and surprise
she, Bambi, I don't think she'll be scared to fight. Yeah,
Bambi looks like
lose.
She hits right with this part. Like, she'd be like, she got them yeah. Long arms. Because
she
like,
long
she
won't
get her ass beat, but she
Jessica outweighs her. You can't, they ain't even in the same weight class for the fight.
But the balance is off for Jessica. I feel like Bambi would just get it in right over the top and knock her right out. Because I feel like Bambi probably had boxed before. For
Jessica
so
come from the strip
knock.
Club.
Oh, right.
You're
she give her that bop right on the top.
Yeah,
right.
Just like, the bitch knock you out.
Jessica
hit her heart with the ring too.
In her line of work.
You're right.
She's been fighting guys.
Bambi looked like she'd been fighting guys. Stevie won't sit with Jocelyn because apparently Jocelyn been tweeting out that she has proof that Stevie watches gay porn.
Why is he saying...
Y'all watch it together. Why are you playing?
Yeah,
like, nobody cares. Like, no.
And gay porn could be girl on girl.
Lots of people watch gay porn that aren't gay.
I don't know that. To be true, Courtney.
Stephon
I don't watch porn at all,
not.
So I have to worry.
I don't either,
porn.
But I know lots
really?
Of straight
Stephon's
people that
like,
watch
I don't
gay
watch porn.
Porn.
I fuck pussy.
I didn't say that.
In
then
real
please
life.
Focus in on Jesse's face. Fucking guy.
There's nothing wrong with porn.
I don't think there's
Amen.
Anything wrong with porn. I just didn't grow up like watching porn. So I
mean,
never
I know there
it.
Are a lot of straight people because I know them that watch gay porn. And they're totally straight.
Just like a straight guy's just like, yeah, I'm gonna pop this in. You know, like, no girlfriend or nothing.
No straight guy does that.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
I was
Let me speak
girls.
Up for the
Why
straight
does it
man.
Have to be a guy?
We never just huh? say, hey.
I was talking about girls. Why does it have to be a guy?
I didn't even think girls watch porn. Like, I don't know a girl.
Girls
do like
watch
porn.
Yeah.
Girls do like porn.
Girls be
Girls be figuring out some shit and telling you stuff later. Like,
You need to, I'm
we'll
like, oh, really?
Home experience.
All right, well, Stephon getting a little deep over here.
That's another show. Y'all
porn
already
and
that
sex
show,
and
though.
Porn 101 with Stephon Wallace on
y'all
the next.
Y'all want that show. It'll be called Get Drugged.
What?
Because in L.A. they get drugged.
So Jocelyn took a restraining order out on Tommy. You scared. Let's keep it real. And then you got mad at Nina for asking the question. Let's keep it real. And you tried to throw it on Nina because Nina was just like, girl, you didn't get it 3 months ago. You got it a day ago, and we have the date.
Right.
Oh,
by the way, she broke
come
it
in San Diego. What are you, a blogger? Huh? What are you, a blogger?
She's like, this is a legal document. So they put the date actually right at the top.
She's like,
no, so we know when it's filed.
Yeah, and I went to fucking school. And
public records, honey.
Yeah.
Public records.
I'm not
and you
know,
just like your marriage license, public
right.
record.
Yeah, actually, I don't even need to be a blogger to read that. Yeah. To know
I can
anything.
Google that shit.
You know what?
And
as a matter of
up.
Fact, I don't even need to go have a degree to be able to pronounce that. Unlike
they in here going
off. They're going off
about
the porn.
They said Pornhub is gross.
Sky
to,
the boss. Shout out to XTube. That is like 4 or 5 years ago.
What is
XTube? XVideos is the best.
X videos is the best.
The best porn site. Mm-hmm.
I was at the crib. They got something now called Stream TV.
Okay.
Have y'all seen that?
No. Nope.
I saw a commercial for it. It just came on TV. It was like Stream TV. You could get these bitches, and they're gonna be live on your TV streaming live.
That's
crazy.
Creative.
Yeah, because it's gotta go. I mean, they're streaming video games now. They're streaming everything.
I can't watch live porn. I gotta just be like porn.
I mean, you know.
Like,
people PayPal for that shit
because
either.
I do like sometimes I just be like fast forwarding and through it like
yeah
okay,
like because there's like, certain parts that get you where you need to be and live porn they do all types of porn.
Well,
all
right.
You talk about breaking it down.
Let's just talk about how
Lamont
boring this
details,
fucking episode
John.
Is. All right,
he got the details.
Like, you're gonna have to fast forward to 7 minutes and 45 seconds when you trying to hit that climax. But then when you hit that 11:32.
I ain't got time for the storyline.
I deserve.
I just gotta rub it out.
I don't need a storyline.
I don't need a storyline. Let me get this out right quick so I can go to sleep.
Y'all are crazy.
But for real though, if you have bad internet service and there's some fucking long ass 15 minute like storyline and you sitting here looking at these people like you really auditioned for this.
Yeah.
And you really watch this back and you would put this on a reel? You gonna put this on a reel looking crazy.
Oh my God.
But the best part about porn is honestly we need to do a show for this. Like I'm gonna have to retire from Love and Hip Hop very soon because I'm like this shit is
it might be the last year.
The day
it
you say I ain't
be,
showing up,
we
I'm
are,
out.
It's gonna be a whole new cast,
right.
Okay? And they're gonna drag the fuck out of them. But so here's the thing: I wanted. Have you guys ever read porn comments?
No.
Oh my God, it's the most magical experience ever. We're gonna have
like
a day
anime
of that and record it. No, or, it's just whatever your favorite porn video is. Just scroll down, and read the people. I'm like, bitch, you supposed to be here to bust a nut, and you out here fucking talking about philosophy, like you know the person. Like, it's really interesting. But
really?
To get back on topic.
Love and Hip Hop is so fascinating.
All right.
So, Jocelyn been scared. She clowning on Miss Nina. Talking about it's unprofessional. Bitch, what do you know about professionalism?
You have no decorum whatsoever in any situation.
She tries, though.
Where? How? Crossing your leg is
yeah,
not
no,
decorum.
Yeah, no. I mean, she tries, you know.
She had a little
she tried to act real unbothered
her
all the time. Like, because she's obviously destroyed in many
she's
ways.
A fake, right.
But she's trying very hard to be all the way unbothered.
She
so
loved the shit out of Stevie,
all the
though.
Way up.
Yeah, I think
she
so,
did.
Too. She wouldn't be back with him.
She loved the shit out of
I
Stevie,
I don't know if she
want
to be back with him, but I know
so.
She's hurt.
You're taking it too far, so now you want to talk about it? We'll talk about it. Yeah, bitch, we do. That's why we're here. Mona wouldn't have a car.
Cameras in the lights.
Mona wouldn't have opened up her goddamn house if we didn't need to do this, girl. Like, do you think that's where Nina Parker wants to be spending her time sitting across your glittery eyes, girl? No. Listen to your drunk ass, high asses complain about the same shit Nina Parker had to watch all motherfucking season that we had to watch all motherfucking season. Like, honestly, Love and Hip Hop, what did you guys put on this television tonight that was gonna be anything crazy, entertaining? You look like it looked like
it was
a
really
special
no
that should have been halfway through the fucking season.
It looked like it should have been Teen Summit. Like,
just don't have a reunion. Period.
It looked like
don't
the ghettoest 2020 episode
terrible.
I done fucking watched. I'm sitting here watching like, There'd be some 2020s I'd just be like, why are they got
why are they covering this story? Like, why?
This was, why the fuck is this on a show right now? We don't watch this. We literally watched the whole thing. I want to see... I can't.
And the way they jumped around, it just made it... You couldn't understand, focus.
Right.
I was like, why was that spoken about? What did that have to do with anything? What's this clip? It was terrible.
Like,
just
the scrappy
weird.
Mama D part, I think, was the best because there was the most, like, continuous content.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. And, you know, they had an arc for the season. Like, ah, I want you here. Oh, no, you're going to be my daughter-in-law. Oh, great. Yay, I actually like you now.
And,
so we had,
a complete
like,
arc.
Circle.
Yeah, I get you.
Now we're like, okay, everybody else is just random shit.
Yeah, just firing
off
bullets.
50 babies. What? No? Okay, Mimi, I ain't talking to that bitch no more. Like, nobody cares. Right, nobody cares.
You guys are all paid to sit in
to
a room
sit
and
talk
to each
that
other.
Bitch. And fight that bitch and throw drinks at that bitch and roll your eyes at that bitch. Like, that's what your check
so
is
So now
for.
You got a restraining order. Bitch, you can't be on the show next season because you can't interact with the cast.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. And Mimi's sitting up there, too. Like, she's just the baddest. Like,
I can't stand Mimi.
Like, girl, bye.
Yeah,
you are still
real.
Here. If you were really not into that bitch, you would not be there. You would not still be taking that check. You wouldn't be doing none of it. You sitting up there in your bra because you
on
need
the
check just as much as Jocelyn does.
And we know you need a check because you did porn.
And we visually saw it.
And it wasn't even good porn.
Yeah, it wasn't even good porn. Right.
That's smart.
I'm happy they're not on the show.
I thought you said
Nico and...
I miss Marguerite. What was that?
Margarita.
Down in Margaritaville.
I thought you was doing the Smeagol voice for Nico.
The smiling.
I'm so glad they're not on there.
Smeagol.
Nigga, she did porn with Smeagol, dog. You know you thirsty.
She did porn with Chucky motherfucking cheese, bitch. That
Mimi would have did anything to stay on the show with a storyline.
Clearly.
That's crazy.
Sad.
Do you still love Stevie? Jocelyn was asked. I don't know. He disrespect me. He used me. I would never go back to Stevie ever again. Good. Hopefully.
I can see
real.
They use each other. Because she's popular and he, you know.
Yeah, the whole Stevie Jocelyn show
is.
What
did she think was going on?
Well,
like, for
but
real.
She was in love and like, so you remember the episode where she was like, he took away my laptop and she couldn't like get out to nothing. Like he was very controlling because in his mind, she was garbage. She was trash. And like he said, I brought you to this great life and
he
all that
still
shit.
Believes that.
So he controlled her and she finally felt like she should be able to control
I feel like
herself.
He's low key hurt though, that she's like kind of move past
No, I think he's scared because I think she's messy, so she's the type like, okay, between
we'll
the two of
everything.
Them, she could shove a little glass dildo up his butt and he ain't gonna say nothing, you know what I mean? But now, she gonna be messy. I don't know, I can just picture like them doing some real creepy shit.
Lamont. Dildos get shoved. What the hell?
I honestly can see like, and because the thing is, did you ever see the sex tape with Stevie and Eve where he fingering her with the pink dildo?
I can't watch old porn if it's too old.
He said
it gotta
I can't
be
watch
like
old porn.
5 years max. It can't.
Okay, well, youngin. back in the day of Oregon Trail, all we had was
Indians and the Pilgrims.
Pink rubber dildos. Now they got glass and electric. You can turn it on. You can sync it with your iPod. You can do all kind of shit with
Linda,
your
phone. Listen, okay, bitch. They probably got a dildo you can attach to your phone.
They do.
Oh.
That's bedroom candy.
Wait, what?
Candy has she has a vibrator that, like, syncs up to your music. She did it on the show.
She, like,
I
syncs up to your
bought
music.
It,
no.
I saw it on the show.
Like, you can control it from your phone? Like,
that was, like, what she was planning to do. They did an episode
I'm enjoying
about
all
it.
This.
I own a pocket pussy.
The more you
I
know.
Mean, hey, there you go.
Pocket pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got it just to get it.
What exactly is a pocket pussy?
It's like a rubber pussy. You put the lube in there, water-based lube. It got the little hole at the top. You just...
Like a flesh jack.
I'm all in your hands trying to see. I'm trying to visualize this shit.
You gonna tease Stefan? Gonna be like, hey.
No, actually.
I don't...
Seriously, it... I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Like, for real. Stefan, I'm telling you. You never
I
know
get,
when it comes. No, I do too, but I'm saying, like, you never
that's
know
right.
Those
you
moments.
Keep it,
oh,
it,
wow.
Wrap it up. Keep it safe.
For real.
Wow.
You make sure if you move out here, keep that. Don't be fucking with any dust in those. might get.
Y'all learning shit today.
All right.
Lamar
so,
teaching us today.
Pussy.
Jocelyn meets up with this producer as she's wearing a shirt of herself and said she found out that she's pregnant. It's been about 3.5 months since she's realized that
she wasn't having a period.
I
just thought I was stressed.
I'm not one of them chicks, but there are definitely some chicks. I got a friend that gave birth to a baby 7 months and was like found out she was pregnant 8.5 months, and she was like, "Well, you know, I was stressed. I was gaining and losing weight, and I just didn't think about it."
I pray that never happened. Like, if I get a girl pregnant, I need to know. Like,
what
right?
If I get a flashlight on the table? What they say?
I don't know.
I'm trying to catch up.
We can't keep up with y'all in the chat room. It's going too fast.
This show is more interesting than the actual reunion.
Sorry guys. Love and Hip Hop didn't have nothing for us to give y'all tonight. But we gave y'all Lamont today.
At Lamont Odom, check me out.
At Lamont Odom, we got some interesting things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Pussies. All right. Well, so yeah, that happened. We're going to find out if Jocelyn's pregnant or not. I mean, because that bitch went in the room with her and was like, piss on this.
Yeah, thing. For real. Like, let me see the piece stream.
You done lied to us.
I need to see the stream. That's terrible when they don't trust you. Can I see the stream, please? Go get pee on the stage.
Didn't find Nina's sex, and we ain't talking about Nina Parker's sex tape. I do not see that her
do
doing
people
that.
Rinse the stick off?
Wait, what?
What do you
stick?
Mean?
So you pee on the stick, it's positive, right, or whatever. You're pregnant, and then they run and they put it in a man's face.
Yeah, they do.
Well, there's a cap. You can put the cap back on it.
Yeah, like you aren't just out here with.
I mean, the dollar store ones. I don't think they have a cap.
First of all, if you buy in the dollar store one, like
no, don't get it twisted. Those work.
Really?
No, those don't be having work. A kid, though. They have 99 cent. The 99 cent store ones work.
Get the good, the clear blue easy.
No, I mean,
whatever.
Clear blue easy be paying. I mean, you can get one at the 99 cent store versus getting an $18-$20 one at Rite Aid. I mean, right. They both read the same shit.
Just maybe get,
your ass is probably
get three of them. So, you know, so spend $3.
Unless you're excited about that shit, I would rather spend 99 cents.
Funny story is I went to go look for some condoms. And
you were looking for them?
Yeah, I was looking searching. For the ones that I like.
What
ones
do
you like? You know, I don't need to disclose that.
Rib texture, the one that changes temperature.
Come on.
Have you ever that lube that changes?
Oh, yeah. The temperature? I haven't done
that. Should be feeling crazy.
I don't,
really?
I'm not into it. I
never
that.
Know.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
You were searching for condoms.
And, you know, they had the Plan B pills. They lock them.
I bought a lot of those.
Yeah. They lock them into these.
Wait, what?
I bought a lot of those in my life.
Plan B pills. Mm-hmm. Boy, what
hey,
you
y'all lucky
serving?
They available in the Rite Aid now because you used to have to go get them from the doctor.
Here's my story.
They're $50.
No, I know how much they are because I know bitches that be popping them like Tic Tacs.
Yes,
I'm like,
they do.
Girl, what your uterus
I know, Jennifer,
like.
Girl. I know all about it. Anyway, so
the Plan
Stephon
B pill
story.
Little aisle thing was completely empty. Yeah. Everything else was filled
they
to the max.
They be running out.
I was like, damn.
Running out.
Have you ever had
what's
to buy
going
plan
on?
B?
Y'all playing.
By who plan B?
What happened?
I've sent someone to get the Plan B, bring it back, and make sure that she
take
took
take
it.
Okay.
I need to see you take it.
I'm dying.
Believe it or not.
99.9? I'd be dead in this bitch.
Hell yeah.
He would definitely be dead. We can vouch for that.
Let's get from Condom Depot. What is that shit?
Condom Depot, you can order them online and like get like...
I just get the
like
regular
the Costco
Magnums,
size
man.
Pack.
You guys... No, we actually did have a conversation about this. Stephon is very safe.
It looked like he said fuck that
so he tells us. Right.
That's listen. What he tells us, we hope.
Listen, I do not. So whatever y'all may be thinking, and if y'all ever have the privilege of coming to the crib.
After Buzz is doing a sex ad for Stephon right now.
And Lamont.
Hey, Lamont, too.
We're trying to hook our brothers up here.
Here you go,
I live in Hollywood. You can't say fuck that condom. You have
Detroit,
to go ahead and say.
He said he live in Detroit. Come find him, y'all. He ready.
Young, but I'm ready. On that note, let's head into what predictions.
Hey, another quick crazy story. I'm flipping past the Cinemax. You know, a little Skinemax is on, right?
Used to be this shit.
It's like the soft porn. And I swear, I was like, yo, that looked just like my homeboy that I played ball with. And it was that nigga guy.
One that you was telling me about?
No. This is a white kid, a tall white kid. He was like doing his lines and whatnot. And the girl was like, well, why don't you just show me how to do it then, boss? He was like in an office. Shit was crazy. And I was like, that's my dude. Nigga took off his shirt. I was like, hey, he about to get it. But
did you judge him? Like
I've never told him. We're still
like,
cool.
No, but not like that. But like, were you watching it? Like, oh yeah, he went.
Well,
Well, I know what it is. The Skinamax is like, it's not porn. It's like, oh, okay. they don't even be, it. There's no penetration.
It's a cable like that.
It's like motions.
I mean, Hulu was given like a preview to Stars, so I'd check that out.
But. Oh, they did the Power. Preview to Showtime last weekend. It was great.
I didn't miss that. Oh, yeah, because you was watching
what's 2 weekends
show?
Ago? Yeah, I was watching The Affair.
Mm. Y'all bullshitting. Come to the crib, man. We got it all. Showtime, set
of
bags.
We can't always HBO. Be at the crib. Stars. Because it'd be too much going on in the crib.
It go down. All right, so next week.
That was see what my dude was going to do. Listen, y'all step down and go to sleep.
Oh, my God. He is crazy, y'all. Don't get it. Stephon's probably Jocelyn's baby daddy. I love you guys.
She was in Miami,
Francisco,
though.
Francisco, you're hilarious.
Oh, my God. All right. So next week, we're going to get KK versus Tierra. She's just sitting out here.
Talking about that ain't her baby daddy.
Goodbye. We're going to get the pregnant test. We're going to get Tommy versus Jessica, which that should be turned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like a lot of yelling back and forth. Like,
oh. And then they'll end it because, you know, they're trying to keep it safe for everybody.
Moni ain't trying to break nothing in her house.
You know what? They probably could not get their production insurer to do a reunion show.
Really? Oh, with all the warrants.
With all the warrants and all that stuff. I mean, literally on insurance, they ask you if it's going to be a live rap
concert
for production.
I'm the nicer version of Peter Guns.
What?
Yeah, he just doesn't impregnate him.
No. Justin, we got him on.
No, I know. I don't have mine. I took a shower right before here, but I got my Jesus on around my neck.
Jesus around my neck.
All right, what's it called? Then we're gonna get. No, I mean, what I'm really excited for is this Chris versus Arian thing. Like,
yeah, watching what was that about? Mm,
you know, yeah. Arian gonna feel up? Like she's just mad because she I'm can't be a singer. So I'm excited because I feel like Arian gonna look crazy. Because, girl, why are you speaking?
I like Miss Nikki Baby too. I can't wait to see what somebody just said.
I'm like scared to even see what Love and Hip Hop Hollywood is gonna.
It's gonna be
like.
Way worse.
They gonna have to step it up though.
Yeah. For what? Like, I don't want to see Nikki just sitting on a fucking something.
I do. I'm
with her bikini
it.
On. Yeah, I'm
she
walking
can just
to
be.
I like Nikki Baby. Yeah, I like
me too.
I mean, I like her, but I'm like, what's the storylines around that? Like, she's still out here fucking
nothing.
Fizz? I
got her probably, which is gross because she no.
I have her on Snapchat.
Oh no, she's
her
a
Snapchat is so irritating.
A fake lesbian with Rosa Acosta.
Oh, so. That's right. I remember that.
Fake lesbian.
Or wasn't she with Nicki Minaj, X or something?
Oh, Safari.
Yeah, I think he's on there.
Maybe.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Too? Well, how are you going from Fizz to Safari? Because Safari's dick is swinging.
You still going? God.
Why you think it was so hard for Nick? Why you think Nicki Minaj got all them personalities? Out of my time.
He was hitting places that.
Okay, he was hitting those octaves like.
Apparently, it wasn't enough.
Oh, I don't know.
Of course,
Aaron
wants Mimi. I know.
Or
I agree.
Old.
Brianna London.
Yeah.
Me and Brianna London been on same page all day.
Typing her ass up during Love and
Brianna Safari. London, I like that name.
Oh, Safari
too,
is
way.
On Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Nicki Minaj ain't going to have nothing to say on Love. Nicki Minaj is probably laughing
far,
at Safari.
Yeah, she should probably stay far away from that. Yeah.
And she break up with Meek Mills on that time, too. Because I just can't.
Meek ain't going to let her break up with him. He's going to get her pregnant before they can break up. Trust. He's gonna be like something.
He
something
like, he like the girl in the situation.
Forever, yeah.
I would trap a girl if I felt like, you know.
Why would you trap? If you're gonna trap somebody, trap Nikki.
Yeah.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
If it was a bad bitch and I wanted to like keep her.
Oh,
I would
y'all
trap
bitches. Lamont out here poking holes in the condoms, y'all.
That's why you ain't using just condoms, y'all.
That's
because
what
if
he
you
said,
ain't
man,
on your birth
it,
control.
I ain't got it.
So wait, if it's just the. So if Lamont handing you a Plan B pill in the morning, you know you just ate Plan B.
You ain't that bad.
You ain't that bitch.
But if he ain't
like take one of these multivitamins. You're like, why is it carved
why is it
like
prenatal?
That?
What does that mean? No, that just mean it real good.
Girl's
for
gonna
you
make
girl.
Your hair grow like Brazilian.
These are
real
new Plan B chewables.
You're gonna be tall.
Chewables though.
Nicki Minaj be commenting on Team Mom, girl. Like
she did that one fine. Comment.
Maybe she could be
shit,
doing
I
that.
Would comment on that bitch because they're crazy. Anyway.
Let's get the fuck out of here. We love y'all.
This
we'll see you guys
no
next
sense.
Week. Hopefully next week it makes a little bit more sense.
It won't.
I don't know. But if not, you know, we'll Skype in Lamont and he'll tell us about his and we'll sexual adventures. What was that? Meek not letting that check go.
No.
Well, again, thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out at AfterBuzzTV.com, also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
I'm everywhere at Lamont Odom.
And they put the pocket post up.
I know.
And yeah, you can find me at I Am Stefan.
Boom, till next week. Same time, same place.
Peace. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.